From the Cradle to the Empty Grave, Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, presented by Pastor Gregory Seltz.
A Sunday Walk, Easter Monday, April 17th, 2017. Our text, Luke 24, verse 17. And Jesus said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" On this day of Jesus' resurrection, two of his followers are walking to a nearby village called Emmaus. Jesus begins walking with them, but they're kept from recognizing him. When the stranger asks them what they're discussing, they stop dead in their tracks, stunned that anyone coming from Jerusalem could be unaware of the things that have happened there. They talk about the powerful prophet Jesus, whom they had believed to be the Messiah, about the horrible end he met, about the chief priests who delivered him up to be crucified. They add the bitter disappointment of hoping he was the one who would ransom Israel, and they relate the women's confusing report about angels at the tomb. After letting them unload their grief and sorrow, Jesus begins to solve their mystery. They had been quick to believe the glorious things about the Messiah, but they stubbornly resisted the passion he predicted and the words the prophets had spoken. The Christ first had to pay the ransom price for sins. Only then could he enter the glory the Jews had focused on for so long. When they reached Emmaus, Jesus sat down with them at the table. He blessed and broke the bread, and while he was giving it to them, their eyes were open to recognize him. Then he vanished from their sight. They discussed the way their hearts warmed with new faith, assurance, and joy when they finally understood the Messiah's work. They then returned to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples. They're greeted with shouts, "The Lord truly arose, and he appeared to Simon." And then the two, they tell their story. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking the time to reach your disciples and us about the ransom you paid to free us from our sins. Receive our joyful thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen.